You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden. Welcome on campus to the Purple Project Podcast. On the menu, this podcast is all about the latest developments in Kansas State athletics. From football to basketball and everything else in between the college town of the Little Apple, it's the Purple Project Podcast. And now your host, Eddie Greer III.
K-State Nation, what's going on, everybody? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly coming at you right now. Special edition of this podcast, Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast. Yes, the other K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, and of course, running adventures as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast, episode 166. This will be named that. Of course, it'll be sandwiched in, well, not exactly sandwiched in, but two more episodes following this one, which will include special guests. Man, I tell you, we're in the heat of summer, and activity on this podcast is picking up, as well as other sports on campus at K-State University here in Manhattan, Kansas. Before I get on to my special episode, of course, it's your first time listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Welcome on board of the pod. Hope everyone enjoys what they're listening to here today or tonight, or whenever you listen to this particular episode, this special episode edition. The next thing you need to do, if you have not already, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, of course, as we ratchet ever so closely to the 2023-24 athletic calendar for Kansas State sports. So definitely want to make sure you hop on, hit that subscribe button, and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, or you're a friend of yours truly. Make sure you continue to spread the word. Obviously, the word's gotten around. Well, it's been around my work about this podcast, and for of no exception, because I didn't really say anything. it's kind of my fault, but hey, you know, people are going to find out eventually, right? In a good way. So I know all of my work co-workers and even some of the clients who listen to this podcast. So I appreciate that as well. And make sure you pass that along to your fellow other co-workers or other friends who are big K-State fans as well. And of course, the dailies, they will be ratcheted up in August. So I know I've been singing all along. People have been wondering where the dailies at. Well, you have not been listening to any of these recent editions of the podcast, taking a little time out. But if anything pops up, breaking news from like recruiting and whatnot, I'll hop on the mic and chat about it here on this podcast. But the weeklies are still going with my co-host Alex Aiden there as well, which is the recent episode 165 of this podcast. Now wherever you get your podcast, there, that's out there as well. I'm not gonna spoil too much, so you better might as well just go back and listen to that one. That was a fun one to do just a couple of days ago. I'm recording this actually on Sunday, July 9th, 2023, a few days after July 4th, which now it's a good transition to the special episode edition here today. No K-State news here. This is going to be all about EG3 in this edition here, focusing on running. And I was back at it over the past week and change with three races in 4 days. Are you serious? If you would ask me, I would have done that even last year or maybe a few years ago. I told you, hell no, wouldn't be able to do it. But somehow, again, you know, managed that weekend pretty well. Not this weekend, but last weekend, three races, 4 days, Saturday and Sunday. Then you had the Monday to kind of do an easy run, and then Tuesday was July the 4th, which I did the 4th. Run on Ward Parkway is what it's called. I know they had another one, the Lenexa Freedom Run also, but I chose that one, the 4 on Ward. I'll get to that in the back end of this podcast here. But yeah, so last weekend, did the double again. No wins this time. Well, except for the age group win at the Firecracker 4 and 4 mile and 8 miler. and a majority of us did the four. I think 15 or 16 people actually did the 8 mile, I think, there as well. So, and it got humid really fast. So, again, kudos. I know this is over a week now since those races have been completed. But I want to give a shout out to all the participants who were out there surviving that humidity. it was something else. But, yeah, so how was I going to manage this three-race trifecta, right? Okay, so if there wasn't a race on Sunday, if there was a two-day kind of break there, two days off in between Saturday and Monday, I would have went harder. I tell you that right now. But yeah, Saturday I took it. Needed to save some of the tank for Sunday, right? So, and of course, you know Kansas City, right? You got all these hills, right? So, this one, Bodies Running Company did this one. So, shout out to those guys as well. It's pretty kind of small to medium size of participants for this one. Of course, it rained early in the day and all of a sudden took down. It was humid, pretty humid, and I think I went through three or four. This is too much information. Three or four shirts in this, well, through the pregame warm-up and stuff like that, the race, and then having to change into another shirt there as well. Took second overall in this race, and of course the winner looked like he played video games or something like that. I mean, look, I'm not trying to dog on the guy on the kid, but looked like he came out and just ran hard, like he was coming off of a video game marathon on the TV set at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Just came out and just straight out gunned it. if I would have not have had a race on Sunday or Monday, I would have went after him. I stayed straight up, but I needed something in the tank because I knew the Stars and Stripes was going to be super competitive, so I needed to have something in the tank there for that race on Sunday. Came second overall, did win the age group there. Yeah, the guy who won the race was 21-something there, and I was, and this was up until this past race, the Tuesday race, the fourth, the four on Ward. Get to that a little later. Ran 24 something there, and that was with one shoe untied. I had to stop. I broke one of my codes, folks. Yes, I did. I confess on this podcast. Normally, I do not stop and tie my shoe. Normally, I don't do that. But going up that big old hill, coming back to the church, right? Well, we had to go through the technical stuff on the east side, going back with the technical lefts and rights, and there was a middle school over there, I think. I wasn't paying much attention to that, but yeah, that was going to really get on my nerves there, going uphill. I was probably going to more likely lose my shoe there, so I apologize. Sorry, I broke the code. I had to tie it right there, and then tied it up, and I was off and running there. Managed to get second there. I was pretty much on second there for the first half of that race there. Then had to stop tying my shoe. Then had to regroup myself and then, okay, get back in rhythm. And then, boom, just ran down second. Did not have enough time to run out first. Unfortunately there. But that wasn't really the goal. But even though part of me says that you should have went after that kid there. But, man, there's nothing I can do there when that guy just jumps out there and acts like it's one lap. Just like the Metro Mile. Dude, I still can't believe the dude went out, act like that. We just had one lap of that thing. Crazy. But yeah, the same thing happened in this one, except he held it pretty strongly all the way through. And again, if I didn't have that Sunday race, and of course we had no races Monday, I would have went much harder than that. But overall, got second there and first in the age group there. Flip the script now to Sunday, right? This is the Purple Project Podcast, episode 166 of the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition, all things K-State and sometimes running adventures with yours truly, EG3, Eddie Greer III, your host for this podcast. All right, so Sunday, right? Stars and Stripes 5K. And, of course, shout out to little bro Alex was out there already. It seems to me that Well, obviously, Alex lives in Kansas City. Not, I'm not talking about Alex A. Not talking about him. Not talking about my co-host. Talking about my little brother, who also name is Alex. Alexander Greer. He was already there when I got there. So yeah, it was an interesting setup there for this race, which was put on by KC Running Company. Again, shout out to those guys in the KC area. And I just knew there's going to be more stiffer competition. And some of these cats I've run against all year to this point. I know two of them for sure that I've run pretty much all these races against. One of them I beat. We've been back and forth. This time it got me on the coming to the finish line. And one of them I finished second to in the going the distance 5K that I ran. It was for Labor Day, I think it was. Yeah. No, not Labor Day. Yeah, on a Monday where I had, off, but yeah, so the race began. They had some sweet trophies, though. out of the three races, I'd probably say, yeah, they had some sweet trophies there. Obviously, for the overall winners, male, female, and masters, they had sweet trophies, though, seriously. But anyways, starting stripes, you know you're not going to get away 95% of the time, unless it's flash dash. Flatness, the hills, right? So you coming off of the turn into some complex, out of some parking garage where it looked like a hotel, where it was set, that thing was set up. But coming out of there, you're dealing with the hill right away. And I think to my brother's frustration, the way he was kind of not happy because he was getting all hyped up. He told me about the course. I asked him about the course and how it would look, and he said, like, he was right on the first hill. You're going to get a hill right there. And then he was right on the second hill. I think Stars and Stripes last Sunday, I think that had more hills than the Firecracker race. Well, I'm just saying because you're basically rolling a little bit from mile one to two, and then you're turning right to finish off a three there. So I feel like I'm really close again to winning one of these things again. Because last time I did a double, I swept the whole thing. Which I think, for others, they ain't seen that before. At least from my group anyways. It ain't happened, from what Alex told me. When I did it prior to the grandma's grandma's build-up, right? So, yeah. So, I'm like, this is going to be... If I was going to get one, I was probably going to get one, not sweep them both, but I didn't get any. So there's that. But I finished all these races, the Firecracker 4 mile, Stars and Stripes 5K, and this past Tuesday's race, 4 on Ward, all in the top 5. Yeah. So I'm pretty much back there, back in. This was really all this. Sorry to get off of track here. All this wasn't really with much speed work because I'm still, now I'm pretty much recovered because I'm coming off of a nice long run, double-digit run for the first time since the last few weeks of grandma's build-up, right? So I'm feeling pretty, I want to say pretty good. I say feeling good is what it is coming off of this morning's run. Finished off 12 miles there, well, around here, and then going to the park. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm finally excited, right, to get back into our normal routine where, of course, we got a couple of half marathons coming up. I am still on the fence of what I want to do later on in the fall, whether that's at least for a possibility, maybe, of jumping into the marathon. I don't know. I had that thought last night. And into this morning, well, after today's run, actually, I had that thought after today's run. You feeling pretty much back to normal now. What if you wanted to do another fall marathon before, of course, you got Boston's not even until next April. So, what if you wish wanted to jump in there? So, yeah, I'm still in that thought process of that. I am keeping that to myself and I right now for that. It may happen or may not, I don't know. So you'll just have to bear with me on that. But I do have quite a bit halves in front of me, and this fall schedule of races from September, it's only going to get, it's filling up like by the day, it seems like. People are telling me about races and where it's at and things like that. So, but, you know, we'll see. We'll just, when it comes up, we'll just have to deal with it. That's just the way it goes around here sometimes. But, yeah, feel definitely encouraged what I put down over that course of that 3 to 4 day stretch there, races there. Again, going back to Stars and Stripes, real quick to finish that. So I was third. Well, no, I moved as high as third between mile 1 and 2. The hill on 2, coming to 2 mile, kind of slowed me down a little bit there. So much for, you know, taking it easy in the first mile. You say, screw it, let's just go and see what happens there. And I don't know. I just, the consistency is there. It's definitely there for me. I strive for consistency. So, mile 2 got, yeah, the mile 2 there was 4:44, almost that entire stretch there. And then, of course, one of the guys got me just a quarter of a mile to go there as well. And he was in the Masters division anyway, so I don't want to worry about that. But, yeah, he got me there. As I said, that's one of the guys that I've been racing with pretty much all year long, it seems like, whether it's the Metro Miles, Star Stripes. I've seen him at other races too, so I definitely know how that feels there as well. But yeah, came home 17 mid. All I want to do is finish at 17, and right there you go, right there. So yep, solid there. The post race was pretty fun actually there as well. They ran into some folks I haven't seen in months there. Hung out with the group obviously there. So it's been nice. It's been really exciting and nice to see, starting to see kind of the relationships that I have formed. I mean, I know, geez, there's a lot of them. At least 3 out of 4. No, not 3 or 4. That doesn't make any sense. That's the title of this podcast. At least maybe 80% of the group now since last September, right? So, but within the group, there's some relationships there that are starting to form there, and that's been really neat to see. So, So second in a fifth. Yeah, wait. Yeah, in a fifth. Yep, that's right, fifth, because fourth on Ward, I was fourth. There, which we'll get to here in just a second.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, episode 166, special edition, Eddie Greer III, Purple Project Podcast Weekly. All things Kansas State sports here. Taking a little bit of break from that. Well, K-State is on a break from that. So, and talking, kicking, you caught up on what I've been doing on the running front here. 3 races in 4 days. The trifecta. K-State Nation is complete. And now, finally, I'm recording this on Sunday, June 9th, 2023. And as of tomorrow, be back in normalcy, really, with regular training. So there's that. So, okay, so Tuesday, right? The third race of the trifecta, which I did the 4 on Ward Parkway. And I mentioned at the top of this podcast was the Lanexa Freedom Run, right? So I signed up for the 4, right, on Ward, right? So, and that Ward Parkway is part of the Rock the Parkway for the Heartland 39.3 series, right? So, I don't know. This race here, I don't know. The course seemed a little bit longer going uphill than it did for Rock the Parkway. I don't know why. It just felt like that. Felt that way. Including, you know, the start of that race, because I was hanging with the shout out to the young dude, the young cat, the 14-year-old who really set the pace for me there. To run a PR in the 4 mile. That's me. That's what I'm talking about there. But yeah, this kid, I know he acknowledged me on the, when I was coming into the finish there. So, kudos to you. I don't have your name. I don't have the finishing order up in front of me. All I'm to have is memory, right? So yeah. So he set the pace. The front runners were gone. but not by very much. Not by very much. Again, remember, folks, K-State Nation, I did this really with limited speed work. All three of these races, include, I'll throw in a firecracker 4 mile as well, was speed work. I have not done not much of speed work since grandma's, which I'm excited to get back to. So this any indication, or at these times like now, I just can't wait to September when the Heartland 30K is going to go down. Is that right? Yeah, the 30K series, whatever the name is, is going to go down. So this race here, yeah, I was not, once I cleared the 14-year-old, I could see the three leaders. And then all of a sudden, the guy that raced up the second, that went out hot, he faded back. So, but I wasn't close enough to him to run him down. But yeah, going up Ward Parkway, that took forever to get to the turnaround spot. Yeah, it felt like the Rock the Parkway this past spring, for me, that was an insane race. I ran out of my mind that day. I stunned a lot of people that day, for sure, compared to what I did at Liberty. But yeah, Rock the Parkway, I had a mindset. I just had that mindset, like, okay, you know, and especially, I guess right on one of my friends being at that race, saying that, okay, she's going to be right there, because she's one of the fastest runners in the state of Kansas, right? So, you know, shout out Mandy on the Purple Watcher podcast, Mandy I'm referring to, who's the cross country ladies high school coach there and cross country coach. And she's in the middle of track as well. I know she's a 120 half marathoner, right? So the goal, again, I'm going off of the rails here. I'm sorry. Off the rail tracks a little bit, but the point being, she afterwards talked to me for a few minutes and said, yeah, I blew up pretty much there as well. I almost caught her at the finish line. So that's how close that was there, and PR there. PR pretty much there as well. 120. I feel like I'm a lot closer to breaking 80 minutes instead of sub 3. That's a whole other conversation for another time. But yeah, so going back to 4th and Ward, going uphill, I was by myself throughout the rest of the way, but I could see the motorcycle and the leaders. The third place guy was fading back, but again, I wasn't able to, I wasn't close. I was not close to him whatsoever. Coming back, and then you're finishing uphill. That's where I ran into the 14-year-old again, and his folks. Shout out to them. And then finished uphill. And your guy, your boy, 23:40, PR in a 4 mile. Again, I'll say it one more time. All this was my speed work here. All three of these races, I haven't done much speed work since then. But again, getting back in that grind, you wonder now, bringing back that consistency, that training. I love training. This past week has been kind of, even though, yes, I've gotten consistent running, which that's not a problem for me there on that end. It's been kind of a little bit out of whack, not having a structured plan, but, you know, you still could recover from the marathon based on these times. Like, EG3, back in the building, baby. He's back in the building. So, finished fourth. Yeah, because I knew they had me at third. The guys had me at third. I knew I was getting back there, but hey, I kind of cherished it for a few minutes there. I thought I got overall third, but hey, I got a PR in the 4 mile. So I'm excited for what's to come in September, because I got 3 10Ks, 3 Sundays in a row, beginning with pretty much the kickoff of the fall schedule, which is the Plaza 10K. I'm really excited for that. Now that, you know, looking back at those performances from over the week of July 4th. Oh yeah, baby. I'm ready. I'm ready to attack, man. That's for sure. But there's still work to be done there. So it's time to finally just, you know, get back on that grind and go to work for sure. But yeah, man, I felt really happy about that. And obviously, all the prestige of that race as well. People hung around afterwards in the group again. Another big, solid group. Another good turnout from the KC Running Company crew there as well. So, all in all, man, it was a productive weekend. Last weekend, as I sit here about to wrap up this special episode edition of this podcast, But again, it just makes me wonder now, once I get back into the regular schedule of training, what those numbers going to look like. Well, of course, may not, at this moment in time, that's a tough one. I might do August 5th. That's the that's the radio run that we're undefeated at. I might do it. I might not. I'm still going back and forth about, look, there's still a lot of some races it's the distance. What distance do I choose? It's not the fact that I'm going to do it or not. That's not it. The problem is for me figuring this out, because obviously I have to think about, obviously, you know, I can't apply to Boston until mid-September. That's when all the things happen. You got to start off with college football, NFL, the Major League Baseball playoffs will be decided there. There's just going to be a lot going on. I just can't wait for that month in particular because of what all that means. So I got to wait on mid-September to apply, send my stuff in for Boston. They only give you a week to send that in, so I can't mess around with that. So that's plastered all over the calendars and in my phone as well. So I'm very aware of that special date there. I was going to say something else, but now that has left me. But it's only a matter of time because I feel like with the proper training, I can challenge for the lead. I know I can run with these fast guys in Kansas City. That's just no question about that. I've already proven that. So I feel like another win's coming somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know when. I'm just telling you. So I may or may not do rodeo run. We'll see. That's the first week, first Saturday of next month. Let's see. Oh man, yeah, I gotta look at the August schedule. But for right now, yeah, I want to get back into routine and just go out there and train, man. Go out there, continue to train, put in the work, put in that work, as I like to call it in this podcast, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, so that's what I know there. I think a lot of that, the 5th, depending on what a couple others do. I'll put it that way for sure, and then if they do it, I'll jump on. If not, then I'm going to hop on in my Nissan and go out west there and see if we can get another one of those trophies out there. But yeah, that's pretty much it right now. I don't want to go too far ahead because obviously I'm filling out my race schedule as I speak right now and trying to map things out because obviously the big one, Boston, will be looming. Again, I don't want to count chickens for the hats and whatnot, but based on my time and within the group, everything looks forecast-wise, looks pretty good, so I don't want to get ahead of myself here for too long. But yeah, guys, that's 3 races, 4 days, man. Trifecta city, man. I just can't wait to get back into training. And when this pops up, I believe I'm going to have this published on Tuesday because Tuesday is one of 2 special guests on the Pro Project podcast. And I got another one coming on Thursday. They won't be out on Tuesday, Thursday, but they'll be out. One of those will be out on Friday. The other might be out on Monday. We'll see how that plays out. This will be out on Tuesday night, so I'm shooting for that there as well. So definitely the next time you hear my voice, I'll be joined by Alex Aiden, our special guest. And next time you hear me again, it could be a breaking news story. But yeah, I just want to sit here today and get you guys caught up on what I've been doing race-wise anyways since grandma's. Well, your boy's back in the building. Top 5s across the board, a runner-up, a 5th and a 4th on the 4th of July there this year here in 2023. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you guys so much and gals for checking out the podcast. You know, this episode was not K-State related. It's related to your host. But definitely, you hear what you like, what you're hearing. Subscribe, rate, review. Hey, I haven't said that in a while. Review, right? No 1 stars. We're not taking that. Why? Why you ask that? Because one of my coworkers who listens to this podcast and and loves it says, somebody gave you 1 star, and that's the only 1 star that's on the book. So no one, we're not allowing no 1 or 2 stars. We ain't allowing all that. Not on this podcast. So definitely make sure. I'll take 3 stars and up. How about that? 3 stars and up. If you're happy with it, definitely give us a 5-star rating. It definitely helps out the podcast, get us better, but also helps others find this other Kansas State sports podcast, the Purple Project podcast, there as well. So we're going to start bringing that back up again, folks, making sure everyone knows about this podcast. And it has been a fun ride because the numbers have continued to rise. It seems like every year, this thing continues to grow and grow. And, man, I did not expect that when I started this thing back when the whole stupid COVID thing happened. So, but, yeah, that's pretty much going to do it, folks. But, folks, episode 166 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, the checkered flag has waved on this episode again. Next time hearing me, I'll be joined by my co-host, as usual, Alex Aiden, and our special guest. We will record that on Tuesday. And then, of course, I'm going to since the guest is huge, kind of, on Thursday, I'm going to do that by myself there with our special guests. And again, these are recorded. These are going to be pre-recorded on Tuesday and Thursday. They're not going to be out. Just to clarify, they're not going to be out. The Tuesday one will be out on Friday, this Friday coming up. And then the other one, thinking it's probably going to be Monday night, more than likely. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to bring back guests. We've already had a couple already this summer, so feel free. Check out the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you listen to podcasts, and have yourself a marathon of the Pro Project Podcast, all right? But, folks, that's going to do it on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, this has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats.
To the Purple Project Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!